Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, starting to really look ahead to what the next academic year is like, and a round of courses was proposed at Pella High School, many of which continue kind of the theme that you guys have been working on with career readiness and learning. Maybe not so directly tied to the Career Academy with these, but certainly a lot of opportunities for students to get a lot of hands-on experience and real-world practical experience. Let our listeners know about the new courses coming to Pella High School and that continued push of getting students a variety of opportunities to be career ready, even with a high school diploma.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, we really always are looking at what are the things that we can add to our course offering. And so certainly we have the two additional ag classes that we're offering. And one of those ag classes is a leadership ag class. And it really is to help develop leaders in those ag students. But then we're also going to be offering a computer science class as well. And we've known for a while that we've needed to offer some additional computer science classes at our our high school. And so this one will be a programming class. And it'll be actually taught by one of our project lead the way instructors, Josh McCollum from the middle school. So those are a couple offerings. You know, we're always thinking about what kind of career advancements that we might want to make, and each year it's a way that we evaluate that. So additional course that we also have is event and meeting management, and it's really meant to be as part of our program that's going to be a hospitality management career academy strand. We've really had a culinary arts program for several years, but we're seeing that we're actually having more interest in hotel and restaurant management. And so this new course that's called event and meeting management will be a part of that experience, and it will move as another course into our career academy.
And again, those will be available to multiple Pella High School students coming up next year. Obviously, again, plans continuing for next year. And one area of interest, I think, many people have noticed that our radio station has been the extreme addition of video streaming because of COVID, and a lot of the video elements that the school has been incorporating in their marketing. And the school board is working with you and your team to create a position that would help enhance that, and community partnerships with Pella Fiber coming up. Let our listeners know about the video coordinator position and what that ultimately means, especially as we think about Pella Fiber, Pella TV, and additional live streams going forward.
You know, the video coordinator position has been something we've actually thought about for a while. We outsource quite a bit of video to different people. We've got other people helping us with video and streaming that's happening in our district. And so we know that students have a high interest in video, both the production, editing, as well as just the camera work. And so we're excited about this video coordinator position, because we know that as we move forward, we will be able to offer a better quality video, as well as in the streaming area, but then also be able to offer video in terms of recorded video to the new Pella TV station, because there will be a local access station that will play local things that they're provided. So, the position initially will try to have a student club that will then be part of the workforce that will help do video in our system. But then eventually we're hoping to actually do some teaching and actually create that as a career academy class down the road. So that won't be immediately next year, but it will be coming. So that's exciting for us. We think it really fits, certainly in this time of COVID, where we were streaming a lot more things, we just needed to make sure that we had that available to people. But moving forward, it really seems to be the expectation, and anymore we know that we can really do some neat things to highlight our district through this kind of position.
Well, and one thing I did want to mention is obviously you're back to class in person. Recently, the school districts across the country received additional funding through the most recent stimulus package that was passed right before the beginning of the new year. And you've been in person now for a week plus with students back in the classroom. Let our listeners know how things are going right now as you kick off the new year and obviously what that additional funding will mean, a significant amount of funding as you continue to try to mitigate and keep kids in class.
You know, we've been thankful to be in class, you know, face to face, and we were able to finish up semester before Christmas, and now we're into second semester. And what I would tell you is that certainly the rhythm of the year has looked different, but having it more face to face is certainly better for families and our community. So, you know, we're planning on keeping things going. You know, our numbers have looked fairly decent. We don't have a lot of positive COVIDs in our system right now. We certainly do have some absenteeism through exposure, and so we've got some people quarantined still, those types of things. Usually that happens not at school, but during other places where people have been exposed. There is another round of funding through the CARES Act, and that will bring about another $400,000 into the district over the course of the next couple of years that we'll be able to use. Just for different purposes. It really doesn't have to be used this fiscal year. It can be used, I think, sometime before 2023. So we've got a little bit of time, depending upon what kind of needs that there may be and some things that we might not even be able to predict yet. So it's pretty flexible funding for us, and we'll use that just for different purposes that are going to be needed as we continue through this COVID process.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.